from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And to me, Clint Tyler, the number one thing, I want to see what he looks like when he comes back. All right, there was a speech given by the head coach D'Amico Ryans where he talked about, hey, we need to keep our minds right during this break that we have coming from mandatory minicamp to training camp. I want to see if he has continued to do that. And I don't know when it will happen. I would assume here in the next week, Clint. But I want to see what he looks like when he's in pads and he is actually having to hit, move, and go up in actual, you know, football type play for an offensive lineman and not just, you know, walk through stuff like they've probably been doing since they haven't had contact. I want to see what that's like, because we've talked fairly a lot, Clint, about his mindset, his body, but also if we remember the last time Kenyon Green was playing, it wasn't going well. He was getting dominated at times. He struggled a lot, and they need to get that part right. Yes, I understand the mind, body, and that's a good start to hopefully lead towards him getting better. But his play on the field, he was looked at as one of the worst rookies in the first round, and hell, really one of the worst rookies throughout the year, his season. So that's the thing, is what's he going to look like when he actually has to play? That, to me, is what I'm still the number one thing I'm looking at.
Look, with Kenyon Green, there's still a lot to prove. I think this is the biggest story in training camp for the Texans, and definitely on the offensive side of the football. I think it's the biggest story with the entire football team. I think if he goes out there and he plays to an average starting offensive lineman in this league, just be a quality starter in this league, I think it changes the game for the entire offensive line, the entire offense, Bobby Slowick, C.J. Stroud, Joe Mixon, all these guys. I think it changes the game significantly. And so I think that's the big story of training camp. But to your point, he's still got a lot to prove. I mean, Kenyon Green, all he's done at this point in time was get his body right, get his mind right, and give himself a chance to put his body in position to make plays, and in his particular situation, to be able to body position and block in the run game and move his feet well enough in the pass game in order to pass protect. Like, he's given himself a chance. Before, he was not giving himself a chance because he was out of shape. Whether we're talking about the body weight, or we're talking about the lack of the ability to move his feet, or we're talking about just not having your body right to handle training camp, he was behind the eight ball from jump. What he's done now is put himself in position to have a chance to play well.
You're right.
And now he's still got to go play well.
Because, Clint, the last time we saw him where he got himself hurt against the New Orleans Saints in preseason,
yeah,
and not to mention that full year prior to that, that did not look like a guy that you want starting on your team that is looking to try to get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, like, hell, I don't know if that's maybe you're experimenting last year because you got some young stuff, but this is a team that has big time expectations. And the last time we saw him, that was not somebody you would want to put in that slot. And we've talked about it, Clint. They got him in that slot.
Yeah.
Like they haven't done a ton to fill that role. So he's got play.
The other part of the story with Kenyon Green, I look at it from a Texans perspective. If he is just an average level starter, let's say average or above. Now, if he goes in there, and we were talking about the other day on Crosstalk with I think it was B. Scott, I know it was Sean Bajani and Lopez. If he's elite, if he plays like a first-round guard, look out, because that changes the game in a big way. But if he's just an average starter in the NFL, a guy that's able to hold on to his starting job, whether it's here or somebody else, then he changes the game. The reality for the Texans, the reality of it is I think Kenyon Green, I've said this before, for coaches, I think these are the worst kind of athletes, right? The kind of athletes that you know have a ton of talent, but can't figure it out off the field, can't figure it out from a professional standpoint, can't figure it out from a nutritionist standpoint, can't figure it out from getting your body in shape to then let your natural, God-given athletic ability allow you to have success. Like those are the most frustrating guys for coaches, and I think they're frustrated out over there. I think you're at a spot where, okay, he's taking care of his body, now can he play? And if he can't play, it's time to move on. So for Kenyon Green, I think he's come to the end of the road.
Because he hasn't shown to be able to play yet.
No, he hasn't. No. I mean, he has not at all. I mean, he is at a crossroads where if he does not play well this year, this preseason, this training camp for the Houston Texans, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if they didn't move on from him. Now, they're so thin interior on the interior offensive line that they may not move on, like legit move on and cut him, but they'll damn sure quit giving the benefit of the doubt and quit investing so heavily in him.
And maybe this is unfair. I don't think it is. But I think it'll be really telling, Clint. I mean, if he can't at least hold his own, and he is looking the way he did before with the likes of Kurt Heinisch, Khalil Davis, Foley, Tim Settle, Mario Edwards, like these guys that are the D tackles. Yeah. There's no Chris Jones, Jeffrey Simmons, Buckner, who he's going to face week one.
Right.
None of that rolling around. Like, at the very least, if he's going to be a starter on this team that has Super Bowl, AFC championship aspirations, he got to hold his own against Tim Settle.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.